1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing, testing, testing. Well, good afternoon, friends. I've met you outside, but a very, very warm welcome indeed to the service this afternoon. I hope we shall all be benefited by it. Coming in, as it says in the Bible, where two or three are gathered of one accord, there will I be in the midst. And the truth of this we don't always appreciate, but it's very nice to see you here, and I'm privileged to be with you today. The service for which we are assembled is an act of thanksgiving for the young life of which we believe is in the very nature of God, and of which we pray may honour as a source of her being. It is a recognition of the duty of parents and guardians to train this child in the ways of spiritual growth that lead to God. It is an act whereby we dedicate ourselves to serve the well-being of the child in all its phases of her life. Gladness, hope, and thanksgiving mingle in our worship, for we see in children the promise of things we fain would have accomplished. We realize that the happiness of future days may depend upon the way we fulfill our responsibilities to them. We are glad with the hope that the burden we carry will, in years to come, be borne by these young and strong souls. We welcome this child into a spiritual community. We pray for power, that we may rightly serve her development in the ways of truth, love, and religion. We ask for wisdom, so to order our actions, that at no time we may need to be ashamed of the example of which we offer. Above all, we ask for guidance and help, that we may have the love, patience, and the deep understanding which may serve this child in times of trial and strain. Now, I've already given you a welcome, but I think that I would like just to have a word before we proceed with the formal nature of the service, if it can be called formal, as to perhaps the inner significance and spiritual purpose of such a service as this. It is becoming increasingly apparent that religion, in its stereotyped, dogmatic and formal form, is becoming less and less attractive to many people. The institutions of the past, in the form of a form of ritual, because I suppose it can be said that this is a form of ritual, is also losing its impact in many cases, and in fact is becoming, shall we say, unhappily, I think, abandoned. Therefore, it's pleasant indeed when I get a request to perform a dedication service for young people, and sometimes also as adults, as I did just recently, because it demonstrates the need and feeling for a spiritual awareness which supersedes the mundane. now to some of you here, of course, this service may well be rather different, perhaps, to the normal baptismal service, which you may have been accustomed. It is no less important because of that, and because we have, perhaps, in the spiritualist movement, a slightly different understanding of spiritual verities and awareness. And we know perhaps a little bit more than perhaps our Orthodox friends know of the enormous degree of wealth of love and blessing which comes from the realms of light on every occasion such as this. We may be few in number here this afternoon, so far as a visible pleasure is concerned. But I can assure you that the hosts of unseen visitors that we have here, and the number of children that gather rain from those realms of light, would surprise you if you could realize the actuality and the naturalness also of what I am saying. Because I was privileged at a very young age, younger than our young friend here this morning, through my own mother's psychic and spiritual gifts, to be in contact with a lovely sister who was unhappily transported to the other life at a very, very tender age. And during the period of my own growing up through adulthood, my sister, instead of, was in fact a natural and constant companion through my own mother's mediumship, and I learned much of the happiness and the joy on the other side of life. And in our old premises many, many years ago, when we had a lot of children, which unhappily we haven't got today, and we had many festivals and special occasions for children, and afterwards, I had the privilege and the pleasure of listening to my own sister, who had been present at these functions, unseen and unheard, but who nevertheless related to us the wonderful joy and happiness of all those present from the other side of life who were taking part in our festivities. And so I can assure you the few in number as we are today, so far as their bodily presence is concerned, I know as a fact, and I say it in the sincerity of my heart, that there is joy and pleasure on the other side of life with all those angels of light who gather with us. So shall we lift up our hearts and minds for the moment to the Creator of all good, our Father, Mother, God, that we might ask his blessing upon this service and upon this little one, after which we will have a hymn. Infinite Spirit of Love, whom we call our Father, Mother God, we come before thee this afternoon asking for thy blessing. We come before thee in humility as we receive the wonder of thy universe, the beauty of thy flowers, and beyond all, O Father, the beauty of thy little ones who grace the earth. And we give thanks for the emotions, for the happiness, for the love which surrounds us, for the simplicity of all young lives. And we would ask at this time, as we ask thy blessing upon those gathered here, and particularly our little sister, that we might rededicate ourselves in love and service to all thy children, whatever age, but particularly those in who reposes the simplicity, the innocence of young lives, and that we might indeed be impressed that we might be guided, that we might be inspired to do those things which are right in our own lives, that we might be a living example of love and tolerance and compassion and all those things which go to make up a truly spiritual character. For we know, O Father, that only by coming into harmony with thy divine laws, by expressing love to those whom we meet on the pathway of life, are we able to truly serve thee. And therefore, in the quietude of this sanctuary this afternoon, it has been said that where two or three are gathered together, there wilt thou be, and that to bless. And we pray indeed, O Father, that we would bless each one here this day, and particularly our little friend, now and always. Amen. Let us join together, sing hymn 396, I think, that you will find is a tune that will be familiar to you. This child we dedicate to thee, O God of grace and of purity. God does not call upon us to cleanse this or any infant from inherent sin. The children of mankind are not born of sin and shapen in iniquity, as has been taught in the past, but they are very blossoms of divine love, born in accordance with God's wonderful laws. No handicap but that of inexperience is the burden of childhood. Is there one among you of mature years, whether a parent or not, who would not desire for every infant such conditions and development as shall ensure the complete and perfect ripening of the life which is yet so young and tender? Would you then attribute to the God of love and of wisdom anything less than you would claim for yourselves? You have often gazed in admiration at the beauty and purity of the flowers which so abundantly grow on earth. Their scent and colour, simplicity and complexity, making you bow your head in a reverence to him who is the creator of us all. How much more then should we revere the beauty and the purity
of the human flowers with which he graces the earth.
It is therefore no process of cleansing from sin that we perform, for who are we that we should dare attempt to cleanse a flower so unsullied? No magic key of faith have we whereby our little sister may be ensured of an entry into the world of spirit. No, rather let us join together in one harmonious accord to inspire this little child with the high ideals of right living and of deeds well done, so that the kingdom of heaven may be cultivated within and the divine spirit thus find expression through a well-ordered life. No two or three sponsors will suffice, for all who know bear witness are jointly and severally responsible for the future spiritual well-being of this infant, as indeed we are to all children. For as God has revealed to us his truth, he teaches us our duties to his little ones. To those who in love as godparents have identified themselves with the spiritual nurturing of the child upon whom we are about to ask God's blessing, we pray that they will accept their responsibilities with sincerity of purpose and with prayerful endeavor that they may be vouchsafed for spiritual awareness and experience by which in due time they may be counselors and friends to further this infant's spiritual growth. See then that you hear God's call and express your praise and thanksgiving in your conduct towards this little one. Now shall we close, friends, with that ever beautiful hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful. I'm sure you all know this, so let it sing with sincerity and fervour. Hymn number 367, All Things Bright and Beautiful, All Creatures Great and Small.
Thank you. Thank you.